Carol Bogezi grew up on a farm in Uganda. She says she didn't like it when farmers would kill the predators like mongoose or wild cats that would attack livestock, but she understood why they had to do it.
Occasionally in the night, you would have to get up and go like fight with mongoose and throw stones or just make noise so that they go off the farm. So it was a real thing having to deal with wildlife.
Today, Carol is a PhD student at the University of Washington, where she studies human-carnivore interactions, like those middle-of-the-night attempts to try and scare mongoose off the family farm. And she just found out she is the recipient of a $100,000 award for environmental leadership from Seattle's Bullitt Foundation. Carol sat down with KUOW's environment reporter, Ashley Ahern, to talk about how her childhood in Uganda prepared her to research a conflict in eastern Washington between ranchers and wolves.
On the farm where Carol grew up, there were predators to deal with, but there were also complicated human dynamics to deal with. Carol's father had three wives and many children. So as a kid, Carol would go out to the fields for some peace and quiet.
And then there I am alone, noticing different grasses and different sedges and just like realizing that there is so much diversity, like just curious about that. And then seeing, we also had like, you'd see small antelopes out there and just seeing them frolicking and seeing the civets run by, or just like experiencing in my own seclusion, seeing all this life going on. I think that it was exciting. It's just, I think it just instilled something of there is actually life happening and it's actively happening on our farm, and something that I cherished.
Were you looked at as somewhat of a weirdo for thinking so much about the wildlife when I'm guessing a lot of people were more concerned with the viability of the farm and making sure the crops were safe and the goats were safe?
I think more like, oh, she's young and she doesn't know what she's talking about. She will outgrow it, sort of thing.
But it never really did happen.
Yeah, so I continued with a wildlife club at school and then eventually studied zoology and got to work on the interface with, you know, human and wildlife interface. In fact, some of my colleagues from high school, when I tell them what I do, they say, so you haven't really outgrown that environmental club thing, have you? Sort of thing.
But sometimes there were conflicts on her family's farm. The monkeys would eat the crops. The civets, a type of wild cat, would attack their goats. The family would hunt the predators with bows and arrows. And Carol didn't like it, but they depended on that money to get by and to send Carol and her siblings to school in Uganda's capital. That's where she was when her parents died. Do you mind me asking what happened to them?
My mom died of pancreatic cancer. And then my dad had high blood pressure, but I just feel like he died because my mom died, because after she died, I feel like he just went downhill, and 6 months later he died too. Yeah.
Studying and obviously sending you to school was clearly really important to your parents.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. I know that it wasn't the most common thing for every family to send their girl children to school or to like invest in them so much and encourage them so much, but they did. And I do remember again and again, they would say, you know, this is what we give you is your education.
Carol faced a hard choice. Should she continue her studies or come home to manage the family farm as the oldest child? She chose to do both.
I mean, it happened so fast. And then I just knew that I had to be in that position to manage the farm. And it didn't come easy having to deal with challenges of, but you're only a child, you're going to manage this farm. And it's like, yes, I will. You're also a woman. You're going to get married and go off to your husband's side. And this property needs to be managed by, you know, at least a male child and stuff, and having to overcome all that. And it's just like, stand on my feet. It's like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to manage this.
Carol was able to keep her family farm intact and put her siblings through boarding school. Later on, she started working for the Wildlife Conservation Society, an American nonprofit, studying elephants in Uganda. And that opened doors for her to continue her studies in the U.S. She came to the University of Washington to study how ranchers in this state think about our most controversial predator, wolves. Carol was surprised at some of the things she heard when she went out to eastern Washington to interview ranchers.
Especially in the early days of interviewing, seeing the anger and the wrath at responding to my questions. And sometimes I felt like, this is really scary. So like getting that response shocked me, but then I would quickly calm down and I'm like, oh yeah, I can realize the situation I'm in, and had to learn to both empathize, but also like sort of just get the skills I've always used in trying to deal with very volatile situations.
Carol interviewed close to 50 ranchers. Some talked about how expensive it is to protect livestock from wolves and how they don't want more regulations or outsiders telling them what to do. Others said they didn't trust their government and thought wolf reintroduction was a conspiracy to take away their land. Carol figured she could relate to ranchers who rely on the money they make from their livestock. These are people who sometimes name their cows, just like people back home in Uganda would name their goats. But Carol says some ranchers still had ideas about an academic from the big city coming onto their land.
Some of the ranchers thought, I'm coming in from the University of Washington in Seattle, so I'm coming from, you know, an environmentalist perspective to tell them what to do. So part of being a student, an international student, not born and raised in Seattle, also sort of, and I would tell them, you know, I come here with a blank slate.
And Carol had a lot to learn. The wolf conflict was much deeper and way more complicated than she expected.
Which I thought, wow, that's interesting. I thought, here, I mean, I'm going to the U.S. Everyone is very elite.
Hold hands.
Everyone, understands the importance of, you know, carnivores on the landscape. It's going to be great. I'm going to learn all these lessons that I'll come back and tell these herders back home. And then I was like, no way. I would hear exactly that in just a different language in a different country from a herder in Uganda.
Were you surprised at all at what the ranchers were telling you, especially about how they viewed the government and people kind of coming in and imposing on them, on their land?
Yes. I was very surprised. I was shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you expecting?
I thought everyone kind of has this view of wildlife and natural resources living in harmony with nature. That's what I expected to hear. I thought everyone trusted, you know, the government and the good constitution which puts property there. And I had like responses which I thought I was really, really shocked. People perceived wolves as useless or as a nuisance. That's something that I had never thought about. And so, understanding the human dimensions of what people actually perceive as a species as has been very, very eye-opening for me to do that sort of work.
Carol plans to use the prize money from the Bullitt Foundation to come up with ways to make it easier for people and predators to live together. For example, she wants to talk to more ranchers about getting a special certification on their meat products. It would tell consumers that the ranch where this meat came from is working to protect wolves, sort of like buying dolphin-safe tuna fish. And ranchers can then charge more money for their wolf-friendly product. For now, Carol Bugezi is working on finishing her PhD, but she says eventually she'll go back to Uganda to help improve the way people interact with predators in her home country. I'm Ashley Ahern.